This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Domestic workers in Colorado, such as housekeepers and babysitters, now have new rights under state law. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Until recently, domestic workers weren't treated like other employees in Colorado. That changed this summer. A new law finally allows them to file complaints with the Colorado Civil Rights Division over issues like sexual harassment. That could mean taking their bosses to court for damages or making settlements. Employment attorney Rachel Ellis says it also gives the state more oversight.
I think this has to do with recognizing people that do this kind of work are people who are workers who deserve the same protections as everyone else.
Ellis says domestic workers, who are often women of color, have been historically exploited and excluded from labor legislation at the state and federal level. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado counties are hiring election judges ahead of the vote this November. The job pays up to $21 an hour, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
A lot of counties still have hundreds of vacancies 2 months out from the midterms. Denver resident Mark Eidelberg recently applied at a county job fair. He says the money is great, but it's not why he's applying.
With the current threats to our democracy, it's important for everybody to get involved and do what they can to make sure that everybody who has a right to vote is able to vote.
On top of raising pay, counties are offering flexible work schedules, plus other incentives like security training and free meals. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And Adams County School District says it will appeal a court ruling dismissing its lawsuit against the State Board of Education. The district sued to stop a state-mandated reorganization after years of low academic performance. Grand Junction hit 99 degrees yesterday. That broke a daily record from 1977. Dan Cuevas is with the National Weather Service.
A large area of high pressure over the Great Basin has kept the abundant sunshine and quite warm temperatures in place.
Wednesday was the third day in a row that Grand Junction set a record high. It's going to be hot again in western Colorado, 98, the forecast for Grand Junction this afternoon. Then it turns cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.